107 WIRX. Good morning. Hi. Today we got some sun, got some clouds, a little bit warmer. Not a bad day. Nice fall day. High of 55 tonight. Got some clouds, not as cold. Low of 44. Right now, it is brisk. It's a brisk start. I'll tell you that. It's 33. So put on a jacket. I don't want you to catch a cold. I don't know what that was. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Good God. This sexual harassment purge is catching everybody, including 93-year-old former President George H.W. Bush. Actress Heather Lind has accused him of touching her inappropriately 3 years ago. So when he was 90. The young old age of 90. It happened during an event at the AMC series Turn, Washington Spies. She says George, the elder, quote, touched me from behind from his wheelchair and then told her a dirty joke and then touched her again. In an Instagram post that she later deleted, Heather said, quote, Barbara rolled her eyes and said, not again. Her security guard told me, that I shouldn't have stood next to him for the photo. We are instructed to call him Mr. President. After Lynn's post, another actress said Bush groped her the same way when she met him after a play in Maine. He also apparently told her the same joke. He said, quote, do you want to know my do you want to know who my favorite magician is? David Copperfield. All right, so he's an old man who obviously thinks he can get away with that stuff. I am not in any way saying that sexual harassment is good, but I mean, he's an old guy. I'm sure he's been doing this for years. He's old school. I'm not saying that's right. Let's make it very clear so I don't get, you know, a ton of emails. But I mean, he was 90 years old when this happened. He's probably been doing it for years, and I don't see him changing anyway. So there you go. Even our president, old George H.W. Bush. Well, we all knew about the whole Clinton thing, right? On a less serious note, a new survey has found that men have 40 minutes more leisure time each and every day than women do. Guys get an average of 6 hours and 9 minutes to unwind and goof off each day. Women, on the other hand, only manage 5 hours and 29 minutes. The survey also found that men end up spending more free time on games and sports, while women spend more time catching up with friends. That's just because guys are more efficient with our time. Jeez, I'm going to get in so much trouble today. I'm going to have a lot of upset women. I love you, ladies. I love you. And lastly, scary clowns are huge right now, obviously thanks to the movie It, and weirdly, a high number of psychopaths currently running around. And you know who's loving it? Burger King, because they feel like it's hurting Ronald McDonald and the McDonald's brand. It kind of is. Let's be honest. Ronald McDonald is kind of creepy. You know, I get it, but clowns are creepy. Okay. Especially when you have the movie like It and Pennywise freaking everyone out. So they are so happy about the scary clown trend that they just announced that they will give you a free Whopper on Halloween if you come to some of their stores dressed as a clown. So if you dress up as a scary clown, you get yourself a free Whopper. They're really trying to milk this thing. They're only officially doing it at 5 stores in Massachusetts, Florida, California, Texas, and Utah. But if you show up dressed up as a psycho clown anywhere else, maybe they'll just give you some free food so you'll go away. Give me a burger. Hiya, Georgie. Can I get a burger? It's so creepy. Clouds are creepy, man. They're creepy. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?